live to see it. Open world government run by Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, and their sick group of criminal cohorts, their gold depopulation, planetary collapse, making themselves fabulously rich on top of all the power they are, the Hitlers and Stalins on steroids of our day. Here's a little bit of Bill Gates' sickening speech that just concluded a little while ago. We're going over the whole thing right now, and then we'll go to break in a few minutes and bring back Savannah Hernandez on the ground at this World Government Summit in Geneva, Switzerland.
I want to start with...
Well, sometimes that kind of thing happens, doesn't it? That's why I wanted to grab it and record it while it was live. But c'est la vie. I would imagine they've already got those clips ready and up on the Davos group. So we'll have those Bill Gates clips coming up for you here in just a little while. I predicted that was going to happen. No big deal. What do I know? You have it now. Go ahead.
Start with Bill Gates. Your new book is titled How to Prevent the Next Pandemic. But this panel is about preparing for the next pandemic. So is the next pandemic really preventable?
Well, the ideal is that when you have outbreaks, that you detect them early and you contain them before they go global. You know, less than 2% of the deaths are in the first 100 days. And, you know, infectious disease is an exponential phenomena. And so if you let it run, you know, then it's very difficult to rein it back in. The true exemplars, you know, the variance between the death rates in countries with similar GDPs is quite dramatic. You have almost, you know, a factor of 50 between the good performers and the poor performers, where sadly the U.S. Is in that poor performer category. And there's clear things that they did. If those were done early around the outbreak, then you could prevent it from spreading to lots and lots of countries. So that certainly should be the goal, is to not let it go global.
And we'll explore some of those very specific things that countries and institutions can do to help prevent the next pandemic. President Kagame, let me ask you, what do you see as the top lessons that we've learned about preparing for the next pandemic from dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic?
To begin with, we have to act as if there is going to be a pandemic sooner or later anyway. So we get prepared for that, either to prevent it or stop it spreading, as Bill has just said. But what we have learned, for example, from the perspective of our continent, we have to deal with capacity issues to begin with. We have to have the capacity to test, to treat, to administer vaccines, and so on and so forth. That is number one. Number two, the lessons we learned also show us that we have to avoid to always be dependent on others for things that our lives depend on. So that's why we seek to build manufacturing capacities for vaccines, like is beginning to happen in different parts of our continent. The third would be, if you look at across the continent, we have to, again, work together. We have to pool our resources, in which case, continentally, we have the CDC, the African CDC. We also have the African Medicines Agency, and we have to build in their capacity to help all the countries.
All right, we'll be back with Savannah Hernandez from the New World Order Summit, where they're announcing the end of freedom as we know it. Unbelievable. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of natural compounds out there that turbocharge and boost our stamina, our energy, our libido, that are also amazing pre or post workouts. And we went out and looked at the top brands, the top reviews, and came out with Alpha Power. Now, it's so hard to source good, clean herbs like we have in this that it's been sold out for more than 6 months. But now Alpha Power is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com at 40% off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and read about these compounds and ingredients for yourself, and then try it for yourself. Now, the formula is made for men, but it does amazing things for women as well. Find out what just one of the ingredients does, LJ100, and then go on from there. Alpha Power, exclusively available right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. You are really missing out if you don't experience what Alpha Power does. It has improved my life and so many others just to incredible levels.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
History is happening now. All of us are in grave danger. Open world government, world taxes, carbon taxes, planetary social credit scores, new worldwide lockdowns, UN planetary medical dictatorship. It's all happening in Geneva, Switzerland, as the UN prepares this secret treaty, but now they've released large excerpts of it. They're officially announcing every country set up lockdown systems under UN control. Tedros has just been appointed to 5 more years of the WHO, rewarding him and Bill Gates for their attack on humanity with the COVID Wuhan virus. And Savannah Hernandez with Sav Says, reporting for The Rebel and reporting for True Social, and President Trump, and with InfoWars.com, joins us from the street. Right outside the Confab meeting in Geneva. Savannah Hernandez, a lot happened. Super viral video where Jack Posobiec was being detained by paramilitary police with submachine guns. Give us a rundown of what you've witnessed now being there the last few days and now into day two of this criminal takeover.
The speaker on. I'm showing up Jack Posobiec.
What?
He's showing.
All right, so we're having some issues there, getting audio to Savannah. Or vice versa. But we've got all this breaking news and information for you here today. Such an incredible announcement that was made yesterday by Klaus Schwab, admitting that they control the planet and that by working through corporate leaders and governmental leaders that they have installed, that they are bringing this entire system forward. Such an incredible statement, ladies and gentlemen. So here's Klaus Schwab one more time. Says Davos Summit, ladies and gentlemen, will change the future and is in control of the world.
Let's also be clear. The future is not just happening. The future is built by us, by a powerful community as you here in this room. We have the means to improve the state of the world. But two conditions are necessary. The first one is that we act all as stakeholders of larger communities, that we serve not our only self-interests, but we serve the community. That's what we call stakeholder responsibility. And second, that we collaborate. And this is the reason why you find many opportunities here during the meeting to engage into very action and impact-oriented initiatives to make progress related to specific issues on the global agenda.
Now let's hear from the World Economic Forum panel today saying the pain is worth it to make the earth green, that they are cutting off the energy, they are carrying it out, and then puppet Biden carrying out the agenda. Hours later, mirrored the exact same statement. Here it is.
We need to accept that there will be some pain in the process. The pace that we need will open up for missteps. It will open up for shortages on energy. It will create inflationary pressures, and maybe we need to start talking about that pain is actually worth it, because if we don't, there's no business case, there's no economy, there's no welfare. But so far, I think we have been a little bit careful actually talking about the pain in the short term that is likely to come from this.
When it comes to the gas prices, we're going through an incredible transition that is taking place that, God willing, when it's over, will be stronger and the world will be stronger and less reliant on fossil fuels when this is over.
This is just so evil that this is being done out in the open, and that where is Congress? Where are our leaders? Why is nothing being done? I mean, it's war to cut off our energy. It is economic warfare to do this, and we are just sitting here taking all of this as it unfolds, and imagine what we'll take in the future. With a group of people that are on record saying that their mission is to depopulate us while they have billions of dollars they've stolen and fly around in their big private airplanes and live on 50,000, 100,000 acre palatial homes. I mean, it's just insane, but the people are so mesmerized. The people are so incredibly distracted with the Netflix and the NFL and the NBA and all of it that they just can't get their minds around what's being done to them. So these arrogant predators have come into the mix and said it's their world, they're taking it over, and that there is nothing that you can do about it. And then they silence and deplatform and debank and persecute those of us that are informed and those of us that care. That's why the audience of this broadcast of activists are humanity's only hope. God is the hope, but God works through us when we do the right thing and stand up and tell the truth and work hard. Then God moves mountains. But until we get serious and until we prepare, and until we realize how important our mission is, and until we take ourselves seriously, we don't have a hope, ladies and gentlemen. We have been born into the TV culture. We have been mesmerized into entertainment. We have become a planet, especially in the West, of digitally dumbed down, mesmerized, distracted people that are in a trance. And it's that simple. And so it's a very, very well-known political refrain. It's a maxim, and it really is the truth. And it's simply this: wake up. Wake up. Get out of your trance. Come out of the sleep you're in. They live, we sleep. That's the statement. That's on the movie poster for the great 1980s film from a 1960 science fiction book of these aliens that are corrupt and evil and walk among us and wear cloaking devices so you can't see. They look like demonic skeletons. But when you put the sunglasses on, you can see them. And they live, and we sleep. And they broadcast electromagnetic 5G in the movie, saying sleep, 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 sleep. I say, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, break free. They lie when they say it's the 1% or the 2% that own and run things. It is now, depending on the numbers you look at, there's different actuaries. 0.0000042 37 different numbers, but it's 0.0000 out. It's not 1/1000th percent that rules the earth. It is Less than 100 people and corporations have 80%+ of the wealth, and now they're setting up a system to take all of it away so they can fully control you. They got enough fake money they gave themselves to buy the world 500 times, it's estimated, or more. Hell, that number's a few years old, probably 1,000 times now. They produced more money in the last year in the U.S. than was ever produced or printed in the 240-plus years of our history before that. In 1 year. And now they tell you, just played the clip, it's for your own good, for the earth, that we're destroying your pension, destroying your savings, destroying your paycheck, destroying your future. And they just sit there and laugh at you and leer at you like you're a dumb animal. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so much more coming up today. Darren Beatty's got big Elon Musk breaking news. She'll comment on what's currently happening here with the situation with world government and more. Stay with us. Again, I'm not complaining. I have been running around like a chicken with my head cut off, trying to vet good sponsors, trying to get product. You know, I was working with Dinesh. He's a great guy to give us a great deal on a bunch of his DVDs. So you can get them from us and support both of us. But that's what I'm doing. I'll be up here till 5, 6, 7 tonight, not doing news, not doing special reports, but jacking with getting money, because I don't want to let this incredible crew go. I don't want to downsize all this fight. So please realize it's your fight. It's your future. You're in a fight, and we're together in this fight, and we are the weapon, the sword of truth you're using to defend your family. And I want you to really have that go into your consciousness and ask, is InfoWars the sword fighting for you and your family? Is InfoWars dauntless and tireless and dogged and totally determined to demolish and decimate and dominate and stop the New World Order? And the answer is abso-frickin-lutely. So I salute our affiliates and ask you to support them. I salute our sponsors and ask you to support them. And I salute you and ask you to realize you need the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. They work like a charm. Take this product, and I'll get back to the news. Alpha Power. It's the highest rated versions of the herbs. They've not been radiated. They've not been boiled. It's cold pressed. Known herbs and compounds that turbocharge your stamina, your energy, your focus, your libido, your immune system, everything. It's designed for men, works great for women, and it kicks in about 2 days. First time you take it, doesn't have a big effect. 2 or 3 days in, you will feel the effect for men when you wake up in the morning at 6 a.m. You're like, wow, am I 18 again? It's an amazing product. It's back in stock, sold out for more than 6 months. 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Get it and experience it for yourself. Immune Support, 25% off. Brain Force Ultra, 25% off. Ultra 12, 40% off back in stock. Survival Shield X2, 25% off. But if you get it with Ultra 12, it's 40% off. At InfoWarsStore.com. Here's another example. I've been selling super amazing quality coffee that people drink and go, my God, you said it was good, but this is great. I started drinking coffee 15 years ago that I got at the local HEB, local central market, that was from the Chiapas region of southern Mexico. And I said, I love this coffee. It's really strong. It's really good. It's really delicious. So I found out who was distributing it and got them as a distributor. And we've never gone up in price. Our coffee's about half the price of the same coffee sold at Whole Foods and at other high-end grocery stores. We've got to go up in price. I did the math a few weeks ago, and they said, yeah, boss, we're making about 26% on the coffee. You got to go up. It's inflation. So we sell a ton of coffee and a ton of stuff, but we're not making margins because of the inflation. So I said this like 6 months ago. And we did the math again last couple weeks ago. We got to go up on the price of the coffee 30, 40%. And it's just something I haven't done yet. But it's an example of what I'm talking about. And I love the left. About 3 or 4 months ago, they did a big demonization piece where they go, Jones is a hypocrite. He says Chiapas communist rebels grow this natural harvested, but then he's a right winger. But they're the type of grassroots communists. They're actually fighting the Mexican government and have their own communes. So I'm happy to support grassroots people. The point is, it's great coffee. I got it. It's got a crazy story. We sold 7 times the amount of coffee since that went viral with tens of millions of views. So the Lord works in mysterious ways. Get it all at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Avi Amini is on the ground with Rebel Media and Savannah Hernandez. They were having some technical difficulties here on the street. They should be with us later, but he's been shooting some amazing reports showing how when the Davos Group comes in, they put up all these facades with their propaganda and their statements. And when I was at the UN covering things last year, whether it was the Pfizer headquarters down the street, only like a half mile away, or whether it was the UN, they had these big giant plywood walls up. We showed you the video. Not just saying you'll own nothing and you'll have nothing, but soon we'll take over your bodies. Soon you won't live in homes or apartments, you'll live in communes. And it showed like images that look like bomb shelters in a desolate field. And you're like, why would they be selling dystopia instead of, hey, our idea is, you know, live longer and have more freedom and humanity have free energy and go to the stars and we believe in humanity. No, humanity's horrible. You'll eat bugs. You'll drink sewage water. You'll own nothing. You'll have nothing. You'll like it. These are all quotes. And suddenly there's TV news pieces, programs everywhere. Davos Group put out three new videos this week, starting on last Friday, actually. Oh, eating bugs will save the environment. Eating bugs will save the earth. I mean, it's insane. In fact, I forgot to play those over the weekend. You guys looked at the list, and there was like three new ads about how eating bugs will save the earth and stop global warming. They just want to sell you dystopia and see what you'll put up with. So here's the Rebel reporter out there showing what a facade the situation is.
Next week, this time, we won't be able to be standing where we are. That's why we've come early.
Yeah, because if you can see here, I'll just point the camera around. There's a security zone being set up there, so I think that will be where things are blocked off. And this whole place is going to be locked down pretty hard. You got the marquees behind me being set up just next to the conference center. That's where a lot of the oligarchs and the elites will be socializing, no doubt, planning their agenda for us. What do you reckon?
Absolutely, but we'll be here to tell the other side of the story. But for today, let's see what they're doing to prepare for next week.
Yeah, let's see how they're setting up. Let's see what it's all about. So here we are, Avi.
This is it.
In Davos.
What is it taking us? What day is it today?
It's the third day, I think.
Today, so it's taking us three whole days. If you're ever in doubt as to whether the mainstream media is going to actually ask the tough questions, I think that gives you the answer. They're part of it.
Yeah.
They're literally a part of it.
Oh, the purveyors of misinformation there.
As you can see, the security is really ramping up behind us in the lead up to the annual meeting here in Davos. Military everywhere, police, as you can see, converging on this small town in Switzerland.
So we've got IBM here, virtue signaling. Let's create a better world with a smaller carbon footprint. Let's create something that changes everything.
I wonder what their carbon footprint was just to set this up for a week. Such hypocrites. I wonder what their carbon footprint was for the executives to fly into Davos on their private jets and their limos and everything that they're going to come here with. It's all for show. Look at the building and then look, they've kind of built this fake wall in front of it. It's everything here is fake, and I think it's fitting. It's fitting that all their buildings are fake, because everything about this and them and everything to do with this World Economic Forum is fake.
Not even the India Lounge? Is the India Lounge fake?
100%.
It's a Potemkin village.
We don't believe in the Sri Lanka Lounge. Just think about the waste of money and resources going into self-promotion here.
But they justify this, though. There's justification for this from that side, saying this is necessary.
We're going to go back to this in a moment, but he's asking the question, is it justified? Yeah, nothing wrong with resources. Nothing wrong with cutting down trees and giving people jobs if they want to put up facades. Nothing wrong with private jets. Nothing wrong with fossil fuels. Nothing wrong with them eating nice fancy dinners, except it's stolen money and they want us poor so they can control us because a corrupt ruling class that uses feudalism to dominate always wants to keep you poor and dumbed down. That is the oldest policy of control and the most common government in 10,000 years of recorded history. And the UN says, and the Davos Group says, we're bringing in a new form of feudalism administered by the technocracy. Have you seen the movie made out of the book, The Hunger Games? That's really what they've got planned. Before The Hunger Games ever came out, before the books were written, 25, 6 years ago, I made films like America Destroyed by Design, showing you the plan, saying they would do exactly this. How do you think I play clips from 25 years ago yesterday, where I lay out everything happening, how they'd use a virus to bring in world government and then cut off the resources and cut off the fuel because the damn criminals said they would do it. But I'm not here now warning you it's coming and showing you documents or speeches or making films about it or getting arrested in Canada trying to cover it at the Bilderberg Group. I am living it with you. We are living it together. And that's why I love this audience so much, because out of the whole world, you've worked the hardest, you've been the most steadfast, you've cared, and there's major opposition forming around the world, but it's not forming here in the U.S. because so much of the New World Order was set up by the criminals that hijacked our country after World War II and the whole Bretton Woods Agreement. Let's go back to the report from a few days ago when they're setting up the facade. Here it is.
Money and resources going into self-promotion here.
But they justify this, though. There's justification for this from that side, saying this is necessary to do. Now, do you reckon Zelensky will make an appearance?
He'd be silly not to. Come on, how else is he going to win the war against Russia if he doesn't show up to the WEF?
He called for...
So there you have it. We're
first day here. $5 billion. Yeah, pause again, guys. They called for $5 billion, Zelensky did today, monthly, so he can launder the money and pay it back to the Davos Group and the globalists on record. It all just goes back to the corrupt politicians and corporate leaders. Just another way to rape the hell out of us, just like almost all the trillions in pandemic money went to them, and they think it's funny. Let's let them finish the report.
So there you have it. We're first day here on the ground in actual Davos right. To show people what's going on.
I mean, the conference hasn't started yet, but we saw a bit of the behind the scenes, the setup, and really all the activities that go into putting this together. And you see, it's literally a fake town that's being created for this conference. And, take it as you may, but, there's something... Very, how do you explain that?
Ironic,
that's the
absolutely.
Word.
And we're going to be here all week to point out the hypocrisies, to challenge the ideas, to challenge the people. Guys, WEFreports.com, check out all the stories from the entire team that is converging here. And again, obviously, we're about to jump back on this train here and head back to our Airbnb. Just to produce more, just to bring more, and all of this is only possible with your support at WEF.
All right, great job, Avi Amini. We're going to go to break and come back more, and we'll have more of his reports as well here. Great job for the folks over there at Rebel. We have the head of Revolver, Dr. Darren Beatty, joining us to cover some really big issues and get into this as well and more. Big broadcast lined up for you today, and a huge guest in the third hour. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. It's just incredible to see this happening. And almost all the other corporate media that is covering it is just lapdogging and regurgitating and repeating whatever these criminals say. Unbelievable. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today.
The letter from Albert Pike regarding the Illuminati plan for three world wars is largely considered a hoax, due to the use of the word Nazism in a letter dated 1871. But it is interesting to note the desired outcome of this alleged plan. According to the letter, the Third War officially started on 9/11 and was intended to leave the people in a state of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economic exhaustion. They will then use nihilists, atheists, and revolutionaries to create a cataclysm of social turmoil. And they will do this in order to force the people into exterminating the destroyers of civilization. According to this letter, this bloodbath would result in the destruction of both Christianity and atheism, and lead to the pure doctrine of Lucifer as the new world religion. And it does appear as if this is happening now, as if the powers that be are pushing the people into a desperate corner, as if their main goal is to create mass chaos and violence. But they've been doing this all by decree, because they have no authority over God or the U.S. Constitution. And so they'd be thrilled if we burn it all down for them, proving we are inferior savages in need of governance. They thought they'd have that on January 6th, but the people were there for peace, love, and justice, not a revolution. We don't need one. We already have our Declaration of Independence. But without justice, the death cult remains free and continues on its path to kill us all. They are going to shut us down again, but this time the United Nations will be in charge. Our government is giving them that authority at the end of this month, just in time for the next international health crisis. And with the leaked Supreme Court memo on Roe v. Wade, they can launch endless organized riots on us while we remain locked in our homes. Round two is coming, and this time with food shortages and the crashing dollar. But it doesn't have to be like this. Their authority is the biggest psyop ever. You are not their slave unless you choose to be. They are convincing you to do this to yourself. When they demanded that everyone wear a mask in 2020, the majority of us could have said no, demanded justice, and the true renaissance would have then begun. The 2020 lockdown was a beta test to gauge how compliant the population was, and we failed. But we will soon have another chance, and 2020 was also a wake-up call for millions of Americans and millions worldwide who previously had no idea how corrupt our governments had become. So now we are many, and we must all prepare for the next lockdown. And we must remember that we are not savages, sheep, or slaves. We are human beings with free will. And as lawful Americans, it is our responsibility to apprehend these traitors, exact justice, and restore the republic. But first, we must simply say no. Say no to the masks. Say no to sheltering in place. Say no to vaccine passports. Say no to shutting down your business or your church. And if the police come to shut you down, make them commit treason. The law of the land is already in the hands of the people. All we have to do is wake up and take it back together.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So, we know the UN, the WEF, Bill Gates, they're all meeting. Their statements are public. It's all over the news. To save us, they can't allow any free speech. To save us, they've got to have disinformation boards in every country that operate via a consortium of corporate boards and governing boards, governmental boards, that then put forward the received truth. And they war game for decades before COVID-19 what the received knowledge would be, what the response would be, how they would block any type of treatments, how they would censor everybody, how they would bring in the forced inoculation, how they bring in the vaccine passport to then be the global carbon tax passport and social credit score. That's all been announced the last 2 days at the Geneva, Switzerland event, where the World Economic Forum has publicly signed a treaty with the UN to be merged with them and basically be in command of them. And Klaus Schwab announced that they are in control of the world to save it and to give us prosperity by building back better, by destroying everybody and starving the third world to death and collapsing borders. And Julian Inman, who is the head of the Ministry of Truth in Australia, is called Australia's Safety Commissioner, calls for a reevaluation of free speech. Notice she calls online violence. Not all the wars, not all the starvation they cause, not cutting off the resources, not bankrupting people, not shutting down small businesses, which they also admitted they're doing. They said this is reasonable pain for you. It's part of a transition, as Biden just said, and as they said, off fossil fuels, that they're doing it on purpose. She went on to say that, you know, we need to recalibrate free speech, and that ties into our own Ministry of Truth that has only been submerged. It had been under the water. It came up like a submarine. Now there's pressure. It went back down. Now they're trying to put the Pentagon and others in charge of it. They got Kirby from the Pentagon coming over to run the White House press conferences. As the wheels come off the New World Order, you see that they will then resort to martial law. That's why it's now come out mainstream news. A national school union called for Biden to deploy the National Guard to deal with protesting parents. So it's not enough to deploy them in burning cities, which they didn't do during the last year of Trump. No, now they want to deploy them for those evil, evil parents. Just unbelievable sign of tyranny. But here is the Ministry of Truth head in Australia.
Are finding ourselves in a place where we have increasing polarization everywhere, and everything feels binary when it doesn't need to be. So I think we're going to have to think about a recalibration of a whole range of human rights that are playing out online, you know, from freedom of speech to the freedom to, you know, to be free from online violence, or the right of data protection to the right to child dignity.
A total recalibration of human rights where you don't have any, you'll own nothing, you'll have nothing. Dr. Darren J. Beatty is our guest. He is a former professor of political science at Duke University. He went on to serve in the White House as a speechwriter and advisor to President Trump and an aide. He is now the founder of Revolver.News. He wanted to get into the Ministry of Truth, these big reports he's put out that are very detailed. Busted disinformation operation who attacked Elon Musk, push for free speech. Caught red-handed in secret influence operation, coordinating with government and corporations, which is illegal. Thank you, Dr. Beatty, for joining us.
Great to be back here, Alex. Thanks for having me.
I'm going to give you the floor. We're 6 minutes to break. You've got the floor to get into this. We'll get into it more next segment.
All right. I'm just going to do a little bit of table setting here. For those who don't know, this report here, which is white-hot bombshell, follows another bombshell report that really the public needs to understand. And this pertains to Nina Jankovic, who, as everyone knows, is our favorite Harry Potter wizard rocker disinformation commissar, who was chosen to run the DHS's disinformation governance board, the ill-fated disinfo board, because it's now defunct. Shortly before the Biden regime was sufficiently embarrassed to can this group, Revolver ran a seminal report, a bombshell report, about an organization called the Integrity Initiative. Years ago, there was a huge leak, probably one of the most suppressed leaks in the country's history, of this Integrity Initiative, which is a cluster of people, academics, think tank people, journalists, NatSec bureaucrats from various European countries who are engaged essentially through the government, which funds this organization, to conduct secretive influence operations. Nina Jankovic's name came up in those leaks. And just like a couple days after we ran this report, Nina was no more. But the infrastructure is still in place. And in this follow-up report, we're showing that this is not simply a one-off. As explosive and scandalous as the Integrity Initiative is, we have yet another disinformation operative named Rene DiResta, who's been recently attacking Elon Musk for threatening to restrict free speech to Twitter, God forbid. She was involved in a group called New Knowledge, which was involved in an admitted false flag info operation in the Alabama special election, you remember, with Roy Moore versus Doug Jones, where her disinfo group set up fake Russian accounts to make it look like the Russians were supporting the candidate that they didn't like. So you literally have this woman who now makes a living off of disinformation scams. She's now working for Stanford, believe it or not, even after this was revealed, working for a group that pretends to expose Russian disinformation, but in fact, they were caught red-handed artificially creating fake Russian accounts in order to frame an American politician as being supported by Russian trolls and bots. You simply can't make this up. And instead of being run out of the disinformation industry, they have such lacking in shame that she was actually promoted and went on to do a bunch of other things, including heading a report on misinformation in the 2020 election. So it's crucial that everyone look at this piece, share it, understand what the beast looks like, understand the anatomy of this monster that's been engineered to destroy you, to destroy your freedom, and to destroy the country that you love.
Well, that's right. And back in 2016 and 17, we covered it. Zero Hedge did a great job. And if you just search Obama establishes Ministry of Truth, that was some of what they did in countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act. And he put money into these groups right as Trump came in to be stay behind networks and organize this. And that's why the head of this board said, oh, I've actually been working with Homeland Security for years. We're just going public now. So they're emerging that bureaucrats are coordinating big tech and corporate media like wolf packs to go out and attack Americans' independent journalists to stand up to them.
Absolutely. This infrastructure has been in place for a long time. And I think the first place to go to understand what this infrastructure looks like, to understand the blueprint, is the Integrity Initiative leaks that Revolver News covered in its previous piece. And as a follow-up, you want us to understand more about this infrastructure and the various NGOs. And now universities have disinformation centers as well. Harvard has two of them, the Shorenstein Center and the Berkman Klein Center. At Stanford, there's the Internet Research Observatory. So there's this whole constellation of NGOs, university organizations, cutouts, the Atlantic Council's DFR lab. There's a whole constellation in place to set up this disinformation industry, which is the information warfare component of the broader domestic war on terror being perpetrated against us by our own national security establishment.
That's right. It is the deep state's propaganda and censorship arm. Congress finally got a little bit upset about this particular woman because she was so slimy and hateful and so open about wanting to silence Americans and saying she disdained free speech. But when we come back, I want to talk with Dr. Beatty about how do we get Congress and the governors and others to wake up and move against this completely un-American, absolutely authoritarian, ultra dangerous operation. I know, as you mentioned, this is a European model of censorship. They've been bragging in the news, the Democrats have, that we need to look to Europe and their model. And we've had the EU threatening Elon Musk saying, oh, you think you've got speech? Go ahead and try it. I mean, this is out of control. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, we have contracted with one of the top companies in the United States that supplies the Pentagon, the military, the CIA, the FBI, you name it, with super high-quality Faraday cages for cell phones, laptops, iPads, even huge bags for multiple desktops. This is so critical, ladies and gentlemen. Going into the future with contact tracers and the New World Order, everything is about tracking you and your family. And we have this high-quality Made in America product line exclusively available, private label by us, known as Redux, at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out Redux. It's our first big run. We've made a major investment to have this produced and ready, and it's now exclusively available to you at a very low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect your privacy from government, the UN, globalist contact tracers, hackers, criminals, you name it, with Redux, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
I know Joe. He is a profoundly decent man guided by faith.
I know a lot of weed smokers.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys.
So wait, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
And he listens. He will tell the truth.
You're a damn liar, man. That's not true. And no one has ever said that. No one has heard that.
I see it on the TV.
You see it on the TV.
Civilization will be over when this is done.
I just want Trump out. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like his mouth gets us in trouble so much.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
Why can't we just work with each other? Why? And you
can.
Know,
he's white supremacist, Nazi sympathizers, carrying Nazi flags.
How dare you?
You're a line dog faced pony soldier.
God help us. God help us.
I'm sorry. I'm going to just last question I'll take. And I'm really going to be in trouble.
Do you know that I stabbed my ass?
God.
Joe knows what it's like to struggle, which is why he gives his personal phone number to kids overcoming a stutter of their own.
We're not going to seek excuse me.
We're under military attack. We're under military attack. We're under military.
Now, Joe is not perfect, and he'd be the first to tell you that.
We already have a nigger mayor. We don't need any more nigger big shots.
You are quite, you're a really dull class.
I don't feel no ways tired.
I want to walk away from this place so bad.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm happy to take questions if that's what I'm supposed to do, Nance, whatever you want me to do.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
That is not a joke. That is a natural fact.
InfoWars! InfoWars! InfoWars!
Oh, no, I don't even know what this is. How did you get here?
I just caught you, American. You visited Bandai Video. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit Man.Video or I have to hurt you.
Kung Flu.
It comes from China.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Robbery of our freedom, the mass rape and bullying of humanity by these global corporations to the UN and the Davos Group and through their operatives that have penetrated and taken over all the major governments to speak of in the world. Physically, this news today has made me physically feel... The word is not murderous, because I'm not going to kill anybody, and that wouldn't be good, and I'm for nonviolence. That's how we're going to beat them culturally, but... It's just physically being dominated, enslaved, and knowing these are just absolutely vicious, horrible people setting up surveillance systems and illegal governmental and corporate systems to coordinate attacks on we the people. And I just want to see humanity wake up and say no and not comply and civil disobedience and to see leaders rise up and say no to this. But during the break... I was just being overwhelmed by this, and I realized this is the pendulum stopping. They're trying to hold it from swinging back. They're not going to be able to hold it like a beach ball underwater. And you cannot deny that there's an awakening happening, not fast enough, and you cannot deny the globalists admit they're in trouble. And everything we see them accelerating their program and normalizing post-industrial world and post-family and post-human and all this evil is out of their desperation. That they created the Ponzi schemes, they stole quadrillions, and now they want to tell you, as they've said at Davos this week, that it's good you're going to go through pain for the earth. Well, they go through no pain at all, and what they're doing has nothing to do with the earth. It's just beyond sick. So, Dr. Beatty, I want to thank you for the great work you do. 9 minutes left in the segment. I'm going to try to, don't pause or I'll take over. You're a really smart man to roll through the rest of this and how it's illegal. I know you've written about that and how it needs to be stopped. And the fact that our real enemy is the Republican leadership that knows this and won't do anything. Because if you know this and I know this and you've put it all together, we put it all together for years, but you put up the latest together, then it, really they are aiding and abetting this if they don't take action.
Absolutely. And once we learn about the anatomy and the architecture of this disinformation industry, which is, as I said, this is the information warfare component of the domestic war on terror against us. But who's perpetrating this war? It's our own national security establishment. And that's what's so crucial to understand. That's why we're not going to get the solution to this through the traditional political process, because the political process is largely controlled by that very national security establishment. Let me just run some data points for your audience to really get a sense of the nature and the scale of the system that's arrayed against us. So the Integrity Initiative, which is that secret group of influence operations, they did a bunch of stuff. If you want to learn more about it, go to the revolver.news earlier report. But this was an organization funded by NATO, funded by the UK government, funded by the US State Department. And other organizations come up. I mentioned the Atlantic Council. They have a group called the DFR Lab, which purports to fight disinformation, but they all do the same thing. It's all just a pretext to shut you up. And who's funding them? Same usual suspects and more. NATO, US State Department, UK government. These organizations like the Stanford Internet Research Observatory, same deal. A little buried gem in this recent piece exposes somebody called Ambassador Dan Freed. This is one of the highest level operatives in the disinformation industry, one of the kingpins. This guy has co-authored numerous reports essentially on how to censor American citizens through the disinformation scam. What is his role? What is he known for? Well, this is one of the guys who crafted the NATO expansion policy for the US State Department. This is one of the guys who is the architect of US sanctions policy toward Russia. So you'd ask yourself, what the hell is the guy who is a key architect of NATO expansion and Russian sanctions doing as a head honcho kingpin of the disinformation industry? That gives you a sense of where this is coming from, and it gives you a sense of what the bottlenecks are. Because you have a lot of these GOP operatives who are beholden to the national security state for so many things. Look at the conflict going on geopolitically, all this obsession with Russia. And yet the same networks and the same people are the ones responsible for the architecture designed to silence, suppress, and destroy anything associated with Trump or a populist movement or really kind of any effective organized dissent whatsoever. And that's the predicament we're in. But the first step is just to abandon happy talk about this and say, oh, we just need a Republican to do this and we need to beat the Democrats. This goes way higher than that. This is funded by the national security architecture. And unless we address that problem, we're only going to have fake solutions. So the first step is to understand what we're up against. And to do that, you need to go read this revolver.news report. There's so many buried gems in there to give you a sense of, okay, at least as a first step, we understand what we're up against. So now we can figure out how to fight it and address it.
And Professor, I know you were inside the White House advising Trump. He had some other good people at the time. I remember being on the phone with him and saying, listen, it's a stay behind network. It's the Obama Ministry of Truth. Here are the articles. I even had some prominent law firms send him intelligence reports, paid for them to put together the reports. All hell broke loose when that happened. They filed all these Democrat funded lawsuits like a month after we did it, but that's okay. It had to be done. But it's so frustrating when you're telling the president of the United States, sir, here it is. It's illegal. It's the deep state. It's the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned of that was trying to push him around in 61 when he gave his farewell address. I mean, this is it. This is how they do it. It's what coordinates the media, the big tech. This is everything. And as you said, most of the Republicans are getting paychecks from the same projects and the same people. They know good and damn well what they're doing. And so we need to force them to take action. More and more, I think, I see DeSantis doing what nobody else is doing. He's actually talking about this.
Yes. I mean, there are optimistic signs there, but it's really difficult because just by the nature of being politicians in a country, you have to play ball with the national security apparatus. And what do you do when that very apparatus is responsible for the infrastructure designed to crush the people that you represent politically?
That's right. It wasn't big tech running this the whole time. That's why Trump, it's the deep state, damn it.
No. And that's the issue. That's what's all come right into the fore, right in front of our very eyes with the Elon thing. It's been beautifully clarifying exactly what, for instance, Twitter is. Twitter is not some private tech company. Twitter is a playground for the national security establishment where they conduct multiple influence operations.
Regime change.
Everywhere. That's what it's all about. That's the value of it. You can't put a price tag on that. You can't put $30 billion, $40 billion. This is worth way more than that. Not as a company, not as an ordinary profit model.
But as a weapon system.
Understand, as a weapon system. It is one of the crown jewels of the information warfare aspect of our regime. And they're not giving that up for $40 billion. Are you kidding me?
And they're illegally using it on you and I and everybody else, and I'm sick of it.
I think we're all sick of it. And the next step is really to understand it and then do something about it. But if you're fighting some illusion, if you're going against some illusion, you're going to have false problems and false solutions to those problems. We want to elevate out of the fake and performative circular trap that we've been in. We've got to be very clear and sober about exactly what it is that we're up against. And this is the national security establishment, like we've seen in so many different domains, the January 6th domain, which I've been on here to talk about. And now we see it in the tech domain. We see this disinformation industry infrastructure, and now we know where it's coming from.
Doctor, please come back in the next week or so and do a full hour on this. We'll do all the exhibits. We'll go over it all, because this is really the chink in the evil dragon's armor. And if the public becomes aware of this, and governors and legislatures, even if the feds won't do it, what they're doing is illegally. We can counter it with lawsuits, so many other things. But they're really now making their move at Davos and announcing through this international consortium, not just American intelligence, but as you said, NATO, that they're going to try to have the coup de grace, the final blow against us, and completely shut things down ahead of the next lockdowns. So this is a life and death situation. Revolver, ladies and gentlemen, revolver.news. Your story's at the very top. Thank you so much, Professor.
Thank you, sir.
Critical information. The most important. Stay with us.
Everybody that's watching this needs to support Alex Jones, needs to support InfoWars and Banned.video. You know, the Bible says, let another mouth praise you. I'm going to do that right now. Alex Jones has helped so many people in this industry. You guys have no idea how many people have got their first start, like Savannah Hernandez. How many people have just been put on a launch pad to outer space because of Alex Jones, including myself. I've been given so many opportunities because of this man and because of this platform. And I would probably not even be half of where I am right now if it weren't for Alex Jones. I mean, I've been able to be on podcasts with Alex and Joe Rogan and Timcast, the Super Timcast IRL. Listen, what I'm saying is, do not take Alex Jones and Banned.video for granted, because you don't know what you have until it's gone. We need to support free speech systems right now. So go check out the store. Go support their store. Go support InfoWars. Leave a donation right now. Don't wait until they're gone.
You see this? It's an InfoWars Republic defense card with original InfoWars art designed by yours truly, with a little gold bar implanted in it, and on the back, it's got a hologram. There are only 25,000 of these in existence, and they'll never be made again.
The bank that owns the Mint that has started putting these out the last few years just sold out of 300,000 of a similar offering that was 40% more than what we're selling these for. And when you get three or more, you can get these at 50% off, and they fund the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and check out this amazing new art/gold product. It's a collector's item, and you'll know you helped fund the second American Revolution against the globalist at such a critical point. Get your gold bars and so much more exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank you for your support over the years, because without you, all of the great success we have had together would not have happened. We are the tip of the spear. You are the tip of the spear. And I salute you and thank you. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.